ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो एज अवर रेगुलर कस्टम वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रील प्रभुपाद लीलामृत ऑन दिस डे ऑफ एकादशी। सो हिज ग्रेस सिंह कृष्ण प्रभु टोल्ड टू रीड समथिंग अबाउट बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन। सो वॉल्यूम 6 ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद लीलामृत मेंशन्स अबाउट बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन। द फर्स्ट चैप्टर ओनली स्टार्ट्स विद दैट। So we will read something from there and then we will have a short explanation, few more things, additions on that subject only. So we are reading from Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita, volume 6, chapter 1, please distribute books, page number 9. Near the end of 1972, so this three or four pages, they will primarily tell us about how this marathon actually started in ISKCON. Many of the devotees may be knowing already, but still we will go ahead because some devotees may not know. Near the end of 1972, the BBD newsletter, now compiled by Karandhar's assistant Rameshwar, reported the ever-increasing results of book distribution. So this is a para from the letter. Book distribution continues soaring to all-time highs as more than 25 traveling Sankirtan parties roam the countryside, affecting the lives of hundreds of thousands of conditioned souls. Since mid-September, we have distributed over 15,000 complete Krishna trilogy sets. And since mid-August, we have distributed over 9,000 soft Bhagavad Gitas and over 950 hard Bhagavad Gitas. Macmillan, too, has completely sold out, in bracket, 20,000 Gitas sold commercially, and is reprinting large quantities for the Christmas rush. So this was way back 41 years ago. Another breakthrough for book distribution came at the end of 1972. The previous year, devotees had taken advantage of the Christmas season by selling the Krishna book door to door. But no one had been aware just how significant the Christmas season could actually be. Rameshwar, Prabhu is telling, it was on December 22, 1972, that we accidentally discovered the Christmas marathon in Los Angeles. Of course, we noticed a great increase in the number of people going into the stores, and the stores were staying open sometimes until midnight. I was standing in front of a Burbank Zoddy's. We were having an intense competition with prizes in Los Angeles, and it was building up to a feverish pitch. So after distributing madly all day long, I had collected about $350 and had distributed 650 magazines. It was about 10 o'clock at night. I was convinced this was the new world's record in ISKCON and that nobody would possibly going to beat me this day. Even though the store was open until 12, business had started slowing off. And I was thinking, maybe I should go back. Undoubtedly, everyone is back already. No one has ever stayed out past 8 o'clock. They'll all be waiting up for me. I shouldn't keep them waiting up. So in this way, my mind was convincing me to go back. By 11 o'clock, the store was completely dead. And I got in the car and started driving back. On the way back, I passed another Zoddy's, called Hollywood Zoddy's, on Sunset and Western. I was torn whether to stop or not, because that store was crowded and was going to be open until midnight. But I decided, no, I'll go back, because the other devotees will be waiting up to see how many books I distributed. So I just kept driving. I finally arrived at the temple at about 10 minutes to 12, that means 11:50 p.m. And I burst into the Sankirtan room, but the only person there was the secretary, Madhukantha. I said, "Oh, no, everyone went to bed?" He said, "No, nobody is back yet." I was the first one back. That was the discovery of the first Christmas marathon. It was completely unplanned. No one had ever instructed anyone to stay out that late. We just did it spontaneously. Finally, at about 1:30 in the morning, that means in the night, all the devotees had returned and we were all sitting around looking at the Sankirtan map. We couldn't sleep. We were so excited to go out. We were thinking, where can we find plenty of conditioned souls to distribute books to? Our noise and raucous laughter was like a drunken party, and it woke up Karandhar, who was sleeping in his office in the next room. He came stumbling in, wiping the sleep from his eyes. But when he saw us and saw what was going on, he burst out laughing and sent us all to bed, saying, "Get ready for tomorrow." So in this way we performed the 3-day marathon, December 22nd, 23rd and 24th. No one had ever distributed as many books before in the history of our movement. A big day had been considered to be somewhere between 25 to 40 books. But we were distributing between 5,000 and 6,000 pieces of literature a day for a 3-day period. One temple had distributed almost 18,000 pieces of literature in just 3 days. So they are telling about their own temple, that how we distributed in 3 days 18,000 literature, books, pieces of literature. At this time, Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay, where his attempt to secure the land in Juhu had been entangling. The landlord was now refusing to sell the property and was trying to evict the devotees. Even though Srila Prabhupada had already installed Radha Krishna deities on the land. Although these matters were causing Srila Prabhupada anxiety, he continued his usual daily duties, taking his morning walk, lecturing in the evening from the nectar of devotion, corresponding with and receiving news from his centers around the world, even organizing a Bombay Pandal festival for January. When Prabhupada received news of the book distribution in Los Angeles and elsewhere in the United States, he was very pleased and amazed. Although involved with many affairs from throughout the world, he put them aside and relished the overwhelming victory of book distribution in America. Immediately he called in his personal secretary and dictated letters. So this is a letter Srila Prabhupada wrote immediately to devotees in US. "My dear Rameshwar, I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated December 27, 1972, and with great happiness I have read your figures of amounts of books sold during 3-day period, December 22 to 24, 1972. It is scarcely believable that more than 17,000 books could have been sold by one temple in 3 days. That indicates to me that people are at last becoming little serious about this Krishna consciousness movement in your country. Otherwise, why they should buy our books? But they can see that our boys and girls, devotees, are so much sincere and serious to distribute the message of Krishna consciousness. They are at once struck by seeing them, and therefore they appreciate and purchase. This is unique in the world, so I am so much pleased upon all of the boys and girls in Los Angeles and all over the world who are understanding and appreciating this unique quality of our transcendental literature. And voluntarily they are going out to distribute despite all circumstances of difficulty. By this effort alone they are assured to go back to home, back to Godhead. The same day Prabhupada dictated a letter to Karandhar. This is Prabhupada's letter now. I could never have thought it was possible to distribute so many of our literatures. Therefore, I can understand it is simply Krishna's blessing us for your sincerely working on His behalf. Actually, that is the secret of my success. Not that I personally have done anything wonderful, but that because those who are helping me are sincere. They have done the work. So this sincere word, I'll just explain. So recently we were in Vrindavan and His Grace Vaishashika Prabhu. So He explained this word sincere, where from it has come. So He was telling that in Rome, in those days and in long ago, so this word actually has come from there, and the actual word is sincere. And then He was telling that in those days when they used to take out marble slabs from the core crust and all, so most of the slabs would be all right and smooth and first class, but some of the slabs, so they will have some cracks, small cracks, or some deep things, like not smooth, some cracks will be there. So then they will take the wax and fill those cracks very nicely, so that it looks very smooth, white, pure marble, not easy to detect. But the sellers and all, they knew it. So those pieces of marble which were without wax, so they used to be called as sincere. So this is without wax, this is pure, this is without wax, this is sincere. So from that, there this word has come, sincere. So I'll read this line again, it's very important. Actually, that is the secret of my success, Srila Prabhupada is telling to Karandhar Prabhu. Not that personally I have done anything wonderful, but that because those who are helping me are sincere. They have done the work. That is the reason for our success all over the world where others have failed. So we know Srila Prabhupada is referring to whom when they are failed. A little sincerity is a very difficult thing in this age of hypocrisy and bluff. But I am so fortunate that Krishna has sent me all of you nice boys and girls who are sincerely working. Please convey to all of them my deepest appreciation. We can understand Srila Prabhupada's humility here. Srila Prabhupada's letters acknowledging the Christmas marathon and assuring the devotees that they would go back to Godhead sent the book distribution movement flying into the new year with great momentum. Devotees continue to find new ways and places to distribute books. New records were constantly topping the old, and the devotees were making still higher projections for the future. Yeah. So this is how the marathon started in 1972, December 22nd. That just coincidentally, the devotees were distributing books in malls and other places. So there was a huge rush of people, and they happened to distribute thousands of books in one day. So the next day also they tried, and the next day also tried. So 3 days just before the day, Christmas, 3 days before that they tried, and they did more than 70,000 books. And from there they got this idea also, and the inspiration fully instigated by Srila Prabhupada also, that you start this marathon and do it every year. Yeah. So I'll just read few scores of consecutive years from the towards the end of the chapter is mentioned. So this is the next year, November 1973. So I just read 1-2 paras from here. November 1973. Scores of men and women were going out every day to distribute books. One November day, the devotees of the New York City temple broke the ISKCON world record by distributing 13,200 pieces of literature. On the same day, they also distributed 15,000 pieces of prasadam. The ISKCON total for 1973 was 41,69,000 books sold. So this was 40 years ago, we can imagine, when ISKCON had very, I think not more than 60-70 temples. Because Srila Prabhupada had opened 32 temples from 1969 to 1970. That gap of 1 year, he had opened 32 temples. So considering that, we can understand that Prabhupada may have opened by that time 60-70 temples. And they distributed 41,69,000 books, near to 42 lakh books. When Srila Prabhupada received these figures, he replied to Rameshwar, "I have faith in your words that next year the figures will be far beyond what they were last year. It is the nature of the spiritual energy. It is always increasing if we just apply our energy." Shri Radharasi Bihari Ji ki jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So Prabhupada is writing, it is the nature of the spiritual energy. It is always increasing if we just apply our energy. So just one point, last year Navin Nirad Prabhu had come to give a Bhagavatam class, last year actually, just before marathon. So then he started his class with this simple point that, "My dear devotees, you cannot distribute books which you don't have." So in simple words, he was emphasizing that at least carry books with you always. So Srila Prabhupada is telling that only, that it is the nature of spiritual energy. It is always increasing if we just apply our energy. Yeah. And one more reference. We will read book distribution scores. Yeah. When Srila Prabhupada became ill for several weeks in September of 1974, the book distribution reports were his best medicine. "Whenever I get report of my books selling," he wrote to the library party, "I feel strength." Srila Prabhupada is telling, "Even now in this weakened condition, I have got strength from your report." And during the same illness, he wrote to Rameshwar, "Regarding book sales figures, please endeavor in this way. This is the only solace of my life. When I hear that my books are selling so nicely, I become energetic like a young man." Srila Prabhupada recovered his health, and by the end of 1974, his VBT was also in extraordinary health, with the temples again competing in a furious Christmas marathon. In America, the VBT reported to Prabhupada that approximately 387,000 hardbound books had been sold during the year, a 67% increase over the previous year. Almost 40 lakh back to Godheads had been sold, an 89% increase. The American BBT sold the individual temples a total of 66,68,000 pieces of literature, a 60% increase. Such news made Srila Prabhupada become energetic like a young man. And Prabhupada and his book distribution movement headed into 1975 with all signs of increasing, doubling and tripling the already astounding figures of 1974. So we can see that how, needless to say, that during Srila Prabhupada's times also, book distribution was the prime, most prime activity for all the devotees. Even His Holiness Kavichandra Swami Maharaj recently was giving a lecture, and he was telling that when he got a call that Srila Prabhupada has departed, so he was so naive, he didn't know what to do. So he just picked up the book bag and went out to airport for distributing books, because that pleases Srila Prabhupada. So then few points. Yeah, first I will read out this very important letter. Many of you must have read this. It recently came out from His Grace Vijaya Prabhu, who is the ISKCON head for book distribution. So actually this book distribution is not new, or it's not started by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur or Bhakti Vinod Thakur, as we know the recent history. So, and some of the devotees must also be knowing that how Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit and Srinivas Acharya formed a party of three devotees and took out that cart of distributing book, for distributing books in Bengal and that Odia region. But recent, just few days ago only, we came across this letter, which was written in 1579. That means 93 years after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. 1579, nearly 450 years ago, this letter was written. So this is the available record of first book distributions course. So this letter was written on a palm leaf, must be by inscribing, by Narottam Das Thakur to Srila Jiva Goswami. So this was the annual book distribution score for this year of 1979. So three devotees' scores are mentioned in this, which I will read out to you. First devotee, Srinivas Acharya. Bhagavatam, so this is the score of Srinivas Acharya. Bhagavatam with Vaishnav Toshni, 6. Gyandas's songs, 23 copies. Govinda Das's songs, 19 copies. Narottam Das's Prarthana, 11 copies. Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, 1 copy. Chaitanya Bhagavat, 22 copies. Lochan Das's Chaitanya Mangal, 6 copies. Hari Bhakti Vilas, 1 copy. Murari Gupta's Kadcha, 1 copy. So this is the score of Srinivas Acharya. Then we have the score of Narottam Das Thakur. Just imagine, book distribution party, which all are the devotees. So once one devotee was telling, His Holiness Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj was telling in one lecture, actually this is the book distribution. Sometimes we may be thinking that new devotees have to go for book distribution, and no, just telling that how book distribution is to be done by such Uttam Bhagavat pure devotees. Narottam Das Thakur's score now. Bhagavatam, 2 copies. Gyanadasa's songs, 21 copies. Prarthana, 56 copies. Because this is the book by himself only, Narottam Das's Prarthana. 56 copies. Chaitanya Bhagavat, 45 copies. Chaitanya Chandramrit, 5 copies. Vashu Ghosha's Gauranga Padavalis, 34 copies. Yeah. So now we'll be reading the score of Shyamananda Pandit Prabhu. Bhagavatam, 4 copies. Gyanadasa's songs, 10 copies. Govinda Das's songs, 11 copies. Other songs, 34 copies. Narottam Das's Prarthana, 16 copies. Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, 5 copies. Ujjwal Neelamani, 1 copy. Chaitanya Bhagavat, 25 copies. Chaitanya Chandramrit, 15 copies. Vasu Ghosh's Gauranga Padavalis, 14 copies. Narottam Das Thakur concludes his letter with the following emotional comment. It's very important, please listen. Until we are able to develop another type of technology to print the books, due to the difficulty involved in creating books by hand, which is being neglected, most of our book distribution program will be postponed. So this is a prediction about future printing technology. We are sure that one day some magnanimous person will come and will develop the movement of ecstatic love of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributing books all over the world. Srila Prabhupada, the key. Yeah. Until then, what will we, persons who are poor, bereft and abominable, do? What is the benefit of discussing the stories of Lord's incarnations, worshipping the Lord's deities, giving musical recitations of the Lord's pastimes, chanting the Lord's holy names on beads, etc., when we have such small scores? Very inspirational. This piece came from Neel. Okay, so this is mentioned by Vijay Prabhu that Her Grace Radha Kunda Mataji gave this piece of information or the palm leaf to Neel Lakshmi Mataji, who is distributing books for 30 years in Krishna Balaram Mandir. So Vijay Prabhu sent out this first book distribution letter a few days ago. Very inspiring. So also, I was there recently in Vrindavan attending this. By Prabhupada's mercy, we got this chance to attend Shri Prabhupada's disappearance day festival in Vrindavan, which is always special. So there His Grace Harishwari Prabhu was giving his presentation for 5-10 minutes. So he was telling that we may be thinking that we received all the letters of Srila Prabhupada. We have received and we have got it. But he said this year, this very year, 2013, they got another letter of Srila Prabhupada, which is never known to anybody. And they found that letter in the cupboard of Srila Prabhupada's room in Lotus Building in Mayapur Temple. So Harishwari Prabhu went over to Jainanivas Prabhu and told that let us open that cupboard and see what is there inside. So then they both went in this during this Gaur Purnima this year. So they went and they opened that cupboard and they found loudly? Slow? Okay, okay. So they should I speak in Hindi? So they opened the cupboard and they found this letter, 1950 letter, which was written to Srila Prabhupada, and then adjoining Srila Prabhupada's reply also they found it. Prabhuji found it, and then he was reading from that. So then he was telling that how in those days Srila Prabhupada was. He was trying to meet Governor of Bihar, and so he may have tried to meet Governor of Bihar regarding his books or regarding this League of Devotees, because we know that 1950s was the time when Srila Prabhupada was trying for his League of Devotees. So he may have talked or sent some letters to Governor of Bihar in this regard. So there what they found letter found they found is written to Srila Prabhupada. In which the secretary of Governor of Bihar is writing that respected Swamiji, we have duly received your letter regarding your desire to get an appointment of His Excellency Governor. So, but we wish to tell you that His Excellency has told that he is not interested in discussing with you regarding your books. Regarding the temple you want to start, and regarding two, three more things he told, that Governor has told that on any of these subject matters, I am not willing to discuss with you. And then the secretary writes that still he is telling that if you want to have an appointment, you can have. But what will you do with that appointment? Like that is written to Srila Prabhupada. And as soon as Srila Prabhupada wrote, got that letter, so he immediately replied, and then that no, I have some peace mission or some regarding to some peace, something like that peace Prabhupada wrote. So then that still please give me appointment. So that secretary replied back, okay, so January 18th, 1950 is the date finalized for you to meet, have an appointment with Governor of Bihar. As soon as Prabhupada wrote and got this letter, so when they found this letter in the cupboard of that room recently, so next to that was a press note written by Srila Prabhupada, advertisement or publicity in the press, that Bhakti A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami or whatever Srila Prabhupada may have written in front of him, like His Holiness, or so His Holiness A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, the resident of this place in Vrindavan, and in Kishore Gopalji temple. So he is going to meet His Excellency Governor of Bihar on this, his great mission of this peace and peace, on this day of 1950, January the 18th, signed, like that. This press note is there, so they found it. And then Prabhuji is telling that we can see, even in 1950, Srila Prabhupada was so anxiously ready to lay his hands onto even a smallest opportunity for preaching or publicizing this movement or publicizing his mission. Even a smallest opportunity. Like in this, he knows that already Governor has expressed his view not of any will of discussing on these books or temples or mission, everything. But still, he is publicizing to the public so that he becomes famous. Or, exactly not in that sense that he becomes famous, but so that he can tell people, okay, I met him. and then please accept my books or please give me some place to open League of Devotees. Prabhupada is telling this point. And one more example he gave, which I couldn't write, I don't remember. In the recording it is there. So then he was telling that how Srila Prabhupada was so determined, such a missionary he was, to spread his Krishna consciousness mission. We can see that right from 1930s, he was having that desire, and he wrote to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that I am a grihastha, how can I serve you? And then we can see that 1944, Srila Prabhupada, while still being a grihastha, he started alone, practically all alone, back to Godhead. And then alone he started League of Devotees. So we can see that throughout his life, when he got this mission, 1922, from his spiritual master, the first meeting, first few words only, there only he got his mission. And from there on, he never looked back. From there only, he picked up his mission and just built on and on and on. The intensity and the depth of his mission built up only, always increasing. So this one devotee was sharing in a class that actually, this great missionary spirit is very important. This is how the Christian people have spreaded their teachings in this part of the world, Southeast Asian part of the world, especially you can see India. So how they do is that they will send one father, you know, or one priest from their group to that region or that set of villages or that town. And then that father or priest, he goes there, he adjusts there, he gets to know the local ways and means, modus operandi of the local people. And then so then he becomes acquaintances with the local people. And then gradually, slowly, he tells them about his mission and inspires them to build church for them. And then this way he spends his whole life there only. And so because he's there in his mission only whole life, he leaves, by the time he leaves his body, he leaves such an impact on the people there that he becomes the Messiah, or he becomes the, you know, the father of that region, and everybody becomes his follower. Like His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was once telling that how they sent Thomas, if I'm not wrong, to South India somewhere, one place. First person who came to start this Christian teachings in this part of the world. And how, although we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had converted the whole South India into Vaishnavas, but now it is largely influenced by Christian thing. So you can see that is actually true missionaries. And we are the members of Srila Prabhupada's mission. So called as missionaries. Only we don't use that name, mission, because it's used by the other group. And it's not respected because their teaching and philosophy, everything is quite diluted, quite low class. So, otherwise we are the missionaries of Srila Prabhupada's followers. Yeah, so we can see that how Srila Prabhupada, continuing with this true spirit of missionary mission, he gave his full life, whole life. A few days ago, Tejas Prabhu was giving the Prabhupada Katha in room, Gada Hall. So he was telling that how, even in those days when Srila Prabhupada's skin was falling off his face and he was practically lying flat on the bed, still he was translating. And Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, dying in the battlefield is a great privilege for me, like Arjuna was fighting in the battle always. So, and this missionary spirit, I'll just give one small example that how Srila Prabhupada, having this missionary spirit that whole day he will serve. That once, I forgot which city this is, in Lilamrita it is there, that whole day Srila Prabhupada had preaching engagements, whole day. And he was very, very tired. He came back around 10 in the night after getting up, let us say, 1 in the morning, so 10 in the night, that means around 21 hours, long day. So he was going to take bed rest now, so one devotee came to his room and told Prabhupada that how there is a nice radio program. Srila Prabhupada asked when. He said, Srila Prabhupada, midnight. So then Srila Prabhupada said, oh, okay. But how many people will come? So he said, how many people will be listening to that radio show, radio interview, if I go to give? So then he said, Srila Prabhupada, 30 million. So then Lilamrita mentions that Srila Prabhupada's eyes opened wide. And Prabhupada was so excited. Prabhupada said, no, then we must go. But as Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees knew that Srila Prabhupada is tremendously tired. And he had conveyed this also that I am very, very tired. But when the devotee, and then he told the devotee told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, but we know that you are so tired, so it's okay, we can send some other devotee. You please take rest. Srila Prabhupada said, no, rest we can take tomorrow in the daytime, but we must go. And then Srila Prabhupada, midnight he went for that show. So you can see that this is actually missionary spirit of Srila Prabhupada. It's a great missionary spirit that completely ignoring his bodily needs. So then when we hear about Srila Prabhupada's missionary spirit, then surely any devotee who has some appreciation and love for Srila Prabhupada, of course he will want to be, you know, even a little bit like Srila Prabhupada to please him, you know, missionary like him in our own small, small ways. We also feel like to become missionaries. But how to become actually the true missionary? Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada has given these books to us, not only for distribution, for reading also. Like Srila Prabhupada used to convey that I have only one, concern, or like, you know, in between there is one word, between concern and complaint there is one word I am forgetting. So Prabhupada said that this is my only grievance or whatever for my disciples, that they don't read my books sufficiently. And a few days ago, in the last week of October, Janmashtami Prabhu gave here only one Bhagavatam class on that verse of 6th Canto, Chapter 1, in which Srila Prabhupada writes that famous line in that purport, that a servant must know the instructions of his master. So he was giving class on that very shloka. He was telling that how this is very important to read Srila Prabhupada's books diligently, regularly. And he was giving example that how from the year 1985 to 1987, within these 2 years, so from North American temples, 85% of the devotees left. They left, went. 85% of the devotees they left. In those 2 years. And then so much up and down was going on, he didn't know what to do then. And then some of the senior devotees like His Holiness Samalakrishna Swami Maharaj, and few more names he was telling, His Holiness Jayadeva Swami Maharaj, and 3-4 more names he was telling, that they sat down together and discussed what to do. And then that is when they came out with this VIHE. And they had their first course in January of 1987 in Vrindavan, which Janmashtami Prabhu also attended. And he told that course inspired me so much. When I went back, so my book distribution scores increased by 40%. And then in January 1989 also, he came again for that 1 month course in January. And he said, I went back to America and my book distribution score again increased by 40%. And he said, this continued year after year. Every year I used to come for studying. And then I'll go back and I distribute more books of Srila Prabhupada. And like that. So we can see that distributing books is very important, but reading Srila Prabhupada's books also are very, very important. Like His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu only, I think he is the number one book distributor outside India, correct? Anybody can confirm? Ruji? I think I'm quite sure he is the number one in the outside world. His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, so Srila Prabhupada's disciple. So recently, towards the end of Kartik, he was also giving a class in Vrindavan, Bhagavatam class. So he was emphasizing very, very strongly that we read Srila Prabhupada's books, and some of the devotees are present there. And then so we can see that number one book distributor of the world, Western world, and distributing books in the outside world is not as easy as is India. And he is number one book distributor, and he is telling so much that you read books of Srila Prabhupada, because then you will develop that strong conviction that the message contained in these books is transcendental and actually it can benefit people. Otherwise, we will distribute for some time, but our efficiency also will not be so high class. Because actually we are not thoroughly convinced intellectually inside our heart that these books can really make people happy, which are externally looking so happy but internally so unhappy. So Vaishnavika Prabhu was emphasizing so much on reading the books of Srila Prabhupada, and Janmashtami Prabhu also, when he gave class here, he emphasized so much that how to study Srila Prabhupada's books properly. Janmashtami Prabhu, although he is MIHE, VIHE devotee, so he was telling about the different courses and how devotees should attend these courses. But still he was telling that even if you cannot come for these courses, sit down and read the books of Srila Prabhupada at your own, in your whichever place you are, ashram or house outside. So both these devotees are emphasizing, and then His Grace Vaishnavika Prabhu was emphasizing book distribution different angles. So much so that actually he has even made a website, fanthespark.com website. And then in Vrindavan he gave a small gift to all the devotees present there. And in that gift, which is this, he gifted everybody there. What is there in this? He has written, remember, this is book distribution marathon and this is the world's number one book distributor in the outside world. He is giving this. He is writing the books. I will read the list of books. Shri Ishopanishad, Krishna book, Nectar of Devotion, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrit. So these are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 books which he is writing, that how you can complete these books in 1 month if you want, in 3 months if you want, in 6 months if you want, if in 1 year if you want, in 2 year, 3 year, 4 year or 5 year plan. This chart he has made, and he has written, let us say if you want to complete all Srila Prabhupada's books in 1 year, then how many pages of these books you have to read every day? So he has written, for Krishna books you have to read 2 pages every day if you want to complete this book in 1 year. Then Nectar of Devotion you have to read 1.13 pages every day if you want to complete this book in 1 year. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, if you want to complete in 1 year, you have to read 1 page every day. Then Bhagavad Gita, if you have to complete in 1 year, then you have to read 2.5 pages every day. If you have to complete Srimad Bhagavatam in 1 year, then you have to read 41 pages every day. And if you have to read Chaitanya Charitamrit in 1 year, then 18 pages every day. So this was by Vaishnavika Prabhu. So you can see that how tremendous importance these devotees are emphasizing on Srila Prabhupada's, reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And actually when you will read Srila Prabhupada's books, our scores will never come down. I'll give you a small example which I experienced recently. Because we travel in trains sometimes, and Naveen Neeraj Prabhu inspired that you should always carry books, and Chakravarti Prabhu also with us. So he also inspired, because I see always he carries books wherever he go with him. Although he may have to carry so much heavy, 20-30 kilos. So then I carry sometimes books with Vishwanathu Prabhu. So then we were going from Raipur to Mathura train, and so I had thought, okay, in train what can we do now? Let us read. So I was reading, and lot of reading was also pending for lot of previous time reading was pending. So I thought, okay, I'll read whole day. So then for many hours I was reading continuously from like noon time till evening. Many hours continuously I was reading. And then in that reading, I was reading this Path of Perfection book. So somewhere this repeatedly was coming, that how a devotee who is Krishna devotee will surely want to give out this message to others. He will preach, and then Srila Prabhupada was giving that shloka 18.68.69, that he will preach, he will give out others. So much it was coming that I felt virtually forced that at least let me go out for 5 minutes to distribute books. Then I will just do my duty because it is written so much. Then I will come back and agar koi lega, you know, if somebody takes the book, it's okay. Nobody takes, no more problem. I'll just make one round and come back and read. So I took 2-3 Bhagavad Gita. And normally sometimes we go, you know, we push also. Prabhuji, Hare Krishna sir, please take this book. It's very nice, this and that. So I had thought that I'll not force anybody. I'll just go and just show to Hare Krishna, lije. Jo lega to theek hai, otherwise it's okay. So then amazingly, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, I went, and within that bogi only, within that coach only, within 2-3 blocks only, all the 3 Gitas were distributed. Otherwise, sometimes we have experience of going all the 12 coaches of sleeper class and distributing only 1 or 2 Gita. Here in this coach only, in 2-3 blocks only, 3 Gitas gone. Then we took two more Gitas. I took two more Gitas. Then by the time I reached the next coach, just the next coach, they also distributed. So then three more Gitas are there in his bag. So I took out them also. Then I went to the next coach. So the next to that coach, by that time those three Gitas also, somebody took so fast. And some people were even purchasing for more Lakshmi. Because in train, because Indians, they always want to bargain at any cost. Even if you give this Bhagavad Gita for 10 rupees, they want to bargain for 5 rupees. So then, I have found this technique working very much. So when I go in train, so I tell, so Gita Liji, and then they will say, okay, how much? Then I will say that it is 140 rupees. And this is not even the printing cost. Printing cost is also more than 150, but I am from Brahmachari, from temple, from trust I am bringing, no commission. So you take. So then the people say, no, no, Maharaj is so costly. Then we say, no, okay, whatever you want to give. Anyways, you are a Brahmachari, you know, Mandir ka seva ke liye. So then the people, they want to bargain. So they say, okay, no, no, we'll give you, you know, 120 only. Okay, no problem. As so, yeah. And when they give 120, then I'll give one small free book, small book free. This is from our side to you. And he was also happy and I'm also happy. So like this I was doing. So we got more Lakshmi also. And then two people are standing next to the toilet. And you would never imagine that they can also take. And one person saw, and he took another person who was chewing gutka. So he also saw, and then he said, okay, give me also one. And they both paid 120 rupees each. So then 8-9 Gitas went out within 45-50 minutes only. So then I was very surprised that I may have distributed the Gita whole day, then still not in train. Sometimes you don't go 8-9 Gitas so fast. So then I was discussing that how if we read Srila Prabhupada's books, then our score will not come down. Surely we will be empowered by Srila Prabhupada that we can distribute more books. And like this, when we go on year after year, day after day, then not only will we be distributing books, but we will also be there. Because strengthened by the power of Srila Prabhupada's purports and Srila Prabhupada's deep message which will convince our thoroughly inside. And we will stay on and on all our life in this mission of Srila Prabhupada, which will actually bring a strong effect. Like that missionary example I gave, Christian missionary, they come and they sit in one place and they just spend their whole life there only. Just like a tree. If the tree has to go high, then it has to go deep and deep. Another, they say in English, that if the tree has to grow, then it has to remain in one place only. If you keep uprooting the tree and changing its places, then the tree will not grow. So similarly, if we have to grow in our spiritual life, then we have to stay on in the same temple, the same seva, if possible, same temple. Srila Prabhupada has allowed shifting temples, but same seva or whatever seva is given, the same movement in the same process, year after year, whole our life. And then we will make such a strong, tangible progress that small, small candle also will, you know, give so much light to the outside world. So to end with, I'll just read a couple of quotes on this importance of reading Srila Prabhupada's books and parallel distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and thus staying in ISKCON all our life. So 17th November, the last day of Kartik, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj was giving a class in Vrindavan. So he was speaking towards the end of his class, he was speaking so much emphasis that how we should stay in ISKCON. So two of his statements, word by word, I wrote down and I'll just share with you. So he was telling that how Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught this sthane sita shruti gatam tanuvan manobhi, that mind, body and words, you stay in one place only and just remember Krishna and worship Krishna, serve Krishna. And on that, in this context he was telling this two statements. I'll read this word by word. This is from Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Just stay in ISKCON and your spiritual life will automatically progress. For example, we take the ticket and just board the plane and we reach India. After boarding the plane, we don't have to do, we just have to sit there and we'll reach India. So this was the extent to which he was emphasizing this point. Of course, it Maharaj does not mean that we don't do anything for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure. And the second quote he was telling is even more inspiring. Just stay in ISKCON and you will go back to Godhead. There is no doubt about it. This is word to word as it is by Maharaj. just stay in ISKCON. So yes, we have to distribute books, we have to read books, and we have to stay in ISKCON. So like this, if we stay, even though apparently in the future, apparently it may appear that, oh, by reading books, my scores may come down, or this and that. But no, we will remain. And when we will remain, even though as of now we may be making little impact, apparently, visibly, no more big impact. But just if we stay on and on and on, then we'll be able to do book distribution. Surely, huge quantity, massive also. And in our temple also, the number one book distributor, Hara Prabhu. So you can see that how he's also, I have seen many times that he's also a pakka reader of Srila Prabhupada's books, he's reading books regularly. So we have to read. And then number one book distributor of the world is inspiring us by giving this reading, you know, targets. And we have to read Srila Prabhupada's books to get that real knowledge. And parallelly we have to distribute books. We have to make many, many endeavors to distribute books. We can go to hotels, we can go to malls, we can go to offices, we can go to government offices, we can go to societies, we can go to rickshawala union, we can go to labor union, we can go to what not. Whole world is our market, Srila Prabhupada said. We are the biggest business, whole world is our market. So with this, we take inspiration from Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet and the current acharyas and senior devotees. That we can also distribute Srila Prabhupada's books and make a real impact not only to the scores, not only to ISKCON, but in our own life by purifying through this activity, purifying ourselves through this activity of book distribution. And what to talk of mercy which is awaiting us if we distribute books. Unlimited mercy, unlimited mercy. We cannot even hold. See, this is the book distribution program of Jiva Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and our present senior devotees. So, let us take inspiration and blessings from all of them so that we will distribute books in big quantity. And as our temple has set this target of 2 lakh books, let us pray to Srila Prabhupada that we may achieve this target and please our seniors and Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.